internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Alert, 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 wake up, wake up. Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Show.
Oh, you sound like a hack, Stephen. Stephen.
Yeah, I don't care if it's politically correct or not, but that's what the Asians call me when we go on a cruise. Last year, Dee and I went on our honeymoon. This year, we're going on our second honeymoon. In fact, my brother and his wife are coming, which is awesome.
The deep end, you're gonna be dressed in deep end.
That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's what Larry the Cable Guy used to say. I don't care who you are. That's funny. It is. It's funny. That's funny. Okay, I think I'm going to have to turn my headphones up a little bit. It's probably me. Got my hearing aids on. Yeah, they're still there. It's probably the operator. What can I say? Okay, now I can hear myself better now. I don't do the rumble anymore with headphones. If I'm not careful, I'm going to look professional. You can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. Oh, nice. I love when I get the community notes. Isn't that funny? D says I should be a jockey. Since today is the Kentucky Derby, we've been watching prelim races all morning. Started on the Horse Channel. I didn't even know that was a thing. D likes to watch horse racing. I do. I think it's amazing. Amazing. And then I showed a picture of my horse. It's the biggest horse ever. The biggest horse ever recorded in history was Samson, who was from the Shire breed. And then here's a photo of him taken in 1859. He stands about, three times as tall as a man. Biggest horse ever. Yeah, that would work for me. I could be a jockey if he could be my horse. I need a draft horse. I need a Clydesdale. I know, probably a quarter horse could haul my big A, but it's funny. Me, a jockey, that's just laughable. All kinds of funny stuff posted on the X, which I will talk to you about on the Twitter, at Stephen Roy Radio. This is, of course, the Stephen Roy Show for May 4th, 2024. Hard to believe that. And my brother, who's going to go on the cruise this summer. He says, I like the Whataburger, but it's only in Arizona or New Mexico when I go there. Yeah, there you go. They're all over Texas. Oh, cool. Yeah, the big rivalry is Whataburger versus In-N-Out, okay? I like double doubles. The Whataburger, double Whataburger, the double Whataburger is about twice the size of a double double, okay? Not saying it's better, it's just different. Now, I do like the In-N-Out fries better than Whataburger, but you got to eat them when they're cold. You got to eat them before they get cold. So if they're hot out of the fryer from In-N-Out, they are good. I had one close to me when I lived in Auburn, California. It was right next to the interstate, next to Interstate 10. So I would stop and get some In-N-Out on the way out of town. I don't know why I feel like I'm yelling. It's probably me. I did turn the headphones up. I'm going deaf. That's why I have hearing aids. Apparently, I'm hearing impaired and a little visually impaired. Got glasses when I went to the doctor at the end of 2023 because it's the first time I've had vision insurance. So it's the first time I've been to the eye doctor probably since 99. So in almost 25 years since I had LASIK. And I need glasses again. No doubt it's because of my stroke and my mini stroke in 2018. I'm honest about it, unlike the bribing. All right, well, let's go ahead and do the rumble rant. Take these headphones off. I can hear myself better without them, actually, but I don't hear what's going through the mixer when I'm doing the rumble rant. So let's do that. I got my X ready. at Stephen Roy Radio. Thanks to Dishnut Pat for broadcasting our show. Thanks to all the Dishnuts for broadcasting our show on Radio Free Dishnuts. Thanks to everyone who makes the Gainbird server possible. Or there would be no podcast, oh, the Stephen Roy Show. So, let's do the rant. Saw a picture show up. Isn't this great radio? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Let me delete whatever that was on my hoot nanny. Oops. No. Delete all. All right. Go back to the camera because this is a super high tech production, as you know, on the Rumble Rant, if you've seen it. And why is it not showing up? There we go. Video. Nope. Video. Put it back here on the mount. Does that look okay? No, it does not look okay. It's too high. Still don't like it. Why does it look like it's zoomed? I don't know. Go far away, and let's go over here. It's just the operator, I'm sure. Let's go. Ready? Isn't this great radio? Welcome to the Rumble Rant for May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It is May 4th, 2024. No, I'm not a Star Wars nut, although I did thoroughly enjoy Galaxy's Edge when we went to Disneyland. I know, this is great. This is great television again, me rocking back and forth. You think I get comfortable in the chair before starting the Rumble Rant? So welcome to the Stephen Roy Show Rumble Rant for May the 4th be with you, 2024. What's been going on? Well, not a whole lot, but it was a crazy week at my day job. And no, I have not won the lottery yet. But D and I do have faith that God will provide for us, whatever that may be. We know that he is providing a path for us, and he will show us the way, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Jesus, for this day and every day. It's great to be alive here in our new studio. Dude, it's a new studio. I'm sorry. I almost said that with a straight face. This little guy up here I got when I was in Australia in 1982. He's still going strong, still hanging off the mic boom there. So let's go to what's going on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Hope you're having a great Kentucky Derby Saturday. No, I'm not. I have no emotions invested in the Kentucky Derby. I do really like to watch horses race. For almost 3 years, I lived in Camden, South Carolina. The thoroughbreds there were treated better than humans, okay? I don't care what all these animal rights wackos say. They were treated very well. We had more traffic signals in Camden than we had for the horses. We had more traffic signals for the horses than we did for humans. If you drove across through the where the track is for the Carolina Cup, which has got to be the biggest steeplechase race in the country, we had 60,000 fans come to our little town in Camden, South Carolina for the Carolina Cup. There was more fans than there were hotel rooms. I promise you that. People would run out their home for the weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed the race. And ladies wore, fancy hats and sundresses, much like they do in the Kentucky Derby. So that was worth seeing. If you haven't seen steeplechase horse racing, it's absolutely incredible how high they jump. And then there was the Colonial Cup, which was much, much smaller. My memory of the, and mind you, I was in my late 20s when we were there. And my memory of the last Colonial Cup was hanging around with my buddies from the Elks Lodge having Goldschlager Jello shots. Well, let's just say that that did not end well. I had to walk home less than a mile from the track, and it was not good. Oh, I had fun. But the aftermath was not good. Blair White posts funnies all the time. You can see her on X at Blair White. So I said something funny there, which I will not repeat. Since this is a family-oriented show, that's what I try to do anyway. Here's D says I should be a jockey, and here is my horse. See how big that horse is? Oh, my brother-in-law, D Jr., posted that. The biggest horse ever recorded in history was Samson, who was from the Shire breed. This photo was taken in 1859. That would be my horse, because I would buckle the legs of a thoroughbred, since I weigh, 275 pounds. So I'm sure I'd have to have at least a quarter horse. I think a draft horse might do it. I don't think they let those race in the Kentucky Derby, since they're three-year-old thoroughbreds that races there. And I won't talk about that pedo stuff that was posted either. There's been lots of posts about Bathhouse Barry and Michael.
Why do you call him that, Dave Ann?
Well, that's his name. Right there, Michael. And this is a Michael with a hair hat. They call him Bathhouse Barry because he was the member of a bathhouse. That's right. Barack Hussein Obama Jr. and Rahm Emanuel were members of a bathhouse in Chirac. Now, I'm not judging Bathhouse Barry for being gay. I'm not judging, okay? I'm not judging Michael for being a trans testicle. I'm not judging you for that, Michael. But let's not pretend you're a heterosexual straight couple, okay? Let's not pretend you're a male-female couple. Let's not pretend, because you're not. Yeah, sure, Bathhouse Barry is a man, but so are you, Michael. So, and you expect me to believe that you birthed your children? No, you did not. They are adopted from Morocco. That's the rumor. Still not judging. It's not my place to judge anyone on this earth. Okay, when y'all die, you're going to have to deal with the aftermath of that. And I pray that God has mercy on your demonic souls. Because destroying this country will be your legacy. Obama started the war on cops. Obama is certainly the wizard behind the curtain, pulling the levers and ropes. And yeah, nobody believes the Demented One has any control over this nation. The man can't even walk in his Hokas to Marine One. Do you know, they have staff surrounding him now? Well, it doesn't work. People are still getting video of brains. He looks like a freaking zombie walking to the helicopter. And I certainly don't want to hear him speak. It's just sad. It is. It's just sad. HG47 posted the funniest video. Oh my gosh. It actually came from a C3P meme. I don't follow C3P. I'm going to. We'll see if C3 follows me back. Hilarious. Hilarious posts here. Again, I'm not judging. Just don't pretend you're a heterosexual male-female couple. Weaker than expected U.S. hiring every month. Whatever comes from this bribe and slide house is a lie. I'm telling you, it's a lie. Because then, even if they post good numbers, like 2 weeks later, and page 85 of the New York Slime, it says, oh, we revised those numbers downward. Those numbers have been revised downward. They're lies. How can you tell if some political hack, be it leftist idiot or rhino or some slight house leftist hack, how can you tell if they're lying? That's right, if their hot dog hole is opening. If they open their hot dog hole, they're lying. Okay? Illegal aliens did not come to this country to assimilate to our culture. Belle Ann posted this, and you are right, ma'am. Many seem to have come to change our culture and traditions into the tyrannical culture they are coming from, to force their religion on the United States of America and to subjugate women. Yes, it's exactly what's happening.
You know, these idiots, you know, Queers for Palestine. Queers for Palestine. Are you an idiot? What do you think is going to happen if you go to Palestine? You will be stoned in the street. You will be thrown off a tall building. Yes, you will. You will be dragged from a motorcycle. I saw the video. Look at it for yourself. And remember, what's been seen can't be unseen. I've seen people thrown off tall buildings. Should have never watched it. Again, what's been seen can't be unseen. So maybe you shouldn't watch it. But that's what happens to members of the LGBTQ, EIA, WTF, AEIO, plus, minus, pound, sterling, whatever, plus, group. You go to a Muzzy nation with Sharia law, and you will either be stoned to death, you will be, your throat will be slit, or you'll be thrown off a tall building. That's what makes the United States of America great. You can be whoever you want to be, but guess what? I'm not paying for it. You want to have a removedictomy? You want to have breast implants? You want to have a double mastectomy? And you want to... My only problem with that is do not mutilate the genitals of children. I do not agree with genital mutilation. I don't care if it's by doctors cutting stuff off or giving a child toxic puberty blockers. You know what those drugs are? Let me tell you. If you give someone puberty blockers, that's the same drugs they give prisoners to chemically castrate them. That's what it is. I have no idea why trans men and women are shooting up schools and stuff. No idea. I can tell you why. You have destroyed yourself with hormones and puberty blockers. Tens of thousands. That's tens of thousands. That's more than 10,000. That's like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 people totally regret ever transitioning. And guess what? Once you've had a double mastectomy, those breasts are not coming back. The best you can hope for then is a breast implant and a tattooed nipple. Is that what you want? Is that really what you want? Because that's exactly what's going to happen if you mutilate your body. Look, I don't care. If you want to transition, you do it. I'm not going to judge you for whatever you do to your body, although it should be illegal for children. You can't give, you know, if I'm a teacher, I can't give a child an aspirin in class without parental permission. You think I'm kidding? If you're under medication, they give your medication to the school nurse. I know a school nurse here in West Texas. They give the school nurse the medicine, and then the child has to go to the school nurse to get their medicine. Yet without parental permission, you can give a child puberty blockers? Just give me the heebie-jeebies. Mm-hmm. What we have here in the Eastern United States is a bribe-invasion bloodbath. And this lighthouse is actually considering bringing people here from Gaza. There is a reason when this war started on October 7th that Egypt closed their border with Gaza. Why do you think that is? Because they didn't want terrorists going into Egypt. There's a reason Jordan does not allow Hamas terrorists into their country. There is a reason that no other Muzzy nation in the Middle East wants Hamas people there, because they're terrorists. An aid shipment just went to Hamas this week. The Biden administration, this week, a slide house, forced Israel to open up the border to allow aid to go into Gaza. Guess what happened to it? The moment it moved into Gaza, it was taken by Hamas. It is not getting to civilians. It's being taken by terrorists. So these people supposedly, I'm sure it was a fraud election, just like in 20 and 22 in the United States. These people supposedly voted in Hamas
to be in charge of that community. Good Wata. So let's scroll down. And here's what Julian Assange said. You know he's in prison, right? Forget Russia. The real threat to America comes from China and the Obama. That's what Julian Assange said. And if it's on the X, it must be true, right? I said, now you know why Julian Assange is imprisoned. Because he speaks the truth. Because he exposed the truth. That's why he's in prison. And as I said on the show many times before, especially on the Stephen Roy Show podcast, if something should ever happen to me and I disappear, I did not commit suicide. I was Arkansided. If they find drugs in my system, they were planted. I do not do drugs. Yeah, when I was in Northern California for 12 years, there was lots of Mary Jane, but I never inhaled. I almost said that with a straight face. But you know what? You know what I discovered? I don't have to be drunk. I don't have to be high to have fun. I don't. Dee and I were just talking about this morning. You know, when we go on the cruise this summer, we will have the unlimited drink package. We could drink as much as we want, but we won't get drunk. A little buzz is fine. It's fun. But we're not going to get drunk because who wants to be hungover? Have you seen videos of people walking through cruise ships? Falling over, drunk, you know, bouncing off the walls. No, I don't ever want to be like that. Bad things are happening in London as it's being taken over by Muzzies. You got Muzzies facing east of Mecca, taking over entire towns. So bye-bye, Londonistan. Bye-bye, bye-bye. Here's a great quote. One of my new ex-followers, Bad Truth, said this. And I'll ask who said this. There is no difference between communism and socialism, except in the means of achieving the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force, socialism by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. So who said this? Ayn Rand. What did she say? Communists take over countries by force with a gun. Socialism supposedly vote themselves in. Adolf Hitler was voted in, supposedly. And then what happened? Like the country of Austria voted to remove guns? Guess what happened? Germany invaded Austria without shooting a shot. That's why they want to take your guns away. They want to take your guns away so you have no means to defend yourself. That's why they want to take guns away from veterans. Obama certainly tried. And then Dr. Bad Truth posts this. The problem with socialism is you can vote your way into it, but you have to shoot your way out of it. This is the goal of the libtard world order. Their goal is to destroy every Western civilization. They want to destroy every republic. Doesn't matter if it's Australia or Canada or the United States or England or Ireland. All of these countries are being taken over by leftist idiots. And guess what? We, the people, are not going to allow it. I have a message for leftist idiots that think they're going to take this government again by fraud election. And I think they will try in November, even though nobody's going to vote for bribing. I posted a video today. So my message to you is this, leftist idiots. If you think you're going to take over the United States, come and take it. Come and take it. We'll see if you can try, but you won't. These pansies that are in the slide house, do you think they're going to fight? No, they are not. That's why they have a problem with military veterans like me. That's why they have a problem. Because we can defend ourselves. We're not going to take your S. So you can kiss my A. How about that? Pucker up, buttercup, and kiss my lily white A. Oh, now here's a great video. Speaking of my fellow Marine. Look at this gentleman. Look at this gentleman. This gentleman ran an entire marathon carrying the American flag. That's right. He's an amputee. An amputee. Look at him. Semper Fi, my brother. You did it. Semper Fi. In 2017, retired Marine Staff Sergeant Jose Sanchez, who lost part of his left leg in Afghanistan, ran the entire Boston Marathon carrying an American flag. Thank you for your service. This is the America I love. Yes. And that video was from ESPN. God bless you, sir. I salute you, my fellow Marine, my brother in arms. And here it is from Real Robert. The adjudication rooms across every battleground state, November 3rd, 2020. And this lady here in this video, let me scroll up. Doot. This woman in this video right here, here's what she said. I observed with my Democratic partner, I read her a Trump Republican ballot. As soon as she entered it into the Dominion system, the ballot defaulted on the screen to a Biden Democratic ballot. The actual Trump ballot switched to a Biden ballot. United States Congress certified the overthrow of your government on January 6th, and they all know it. Well, it actually happened a day or two later because of the scary face orchestrated false flag event that was 1-6. Look, I told you before, I had several bookface friends that were there on 1-6. They were there days before 1-6. And days before 1-6, they warned that there were government agents infiltrating Trump supporters. And many of them left and went home. And they said, you need to go home too, because the fix is in. But I won't believe my lying eyes when I saw agents who thought they were not being filmed on video camera. They were like backstage yucking it up with Capitol Police because they were policemen themselves. Only half the Capitol Police were on duty that day. Mayor Bow Wow, mayor of D.C., refused the National Guard. Scary Face Pelosi refused the National Guard. The Turtle McConnell refused the National Guard. I'm telling you, it was an orchestrated false flag event. And today, there are American patriots still in prison. And I'll tell you what, Speaker Mikey Johnny did nothing to get them out. Oh, he's released some of the video, but not all of it, as he promised. Makes me ill. So here's what I wrote. Massive fraud election, electronic hornswoggle. Think they won't do it again? Do you honestly think this year's November election is not going to make 2020 look like child's play? I can guarantee you they're going to try to do it again. I guarantee it. In case you forgot, I posted this quote. Who is this guy? Sir Winston Churchill. And here's what he said. Socialism is the philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. That's what leftist idiots want. No. You can't be successful, because if you're successful, this guy over here is going to be suffering. No. You all must share the misery equally. Do you think in the former Soviet Union, the average Joe, the average Yosef, was living in a fancy apartment? No, they were not. Only the political elites, only those athletes that promoted the state, only they were allowed to live in fancy apartments. You don't believe me? I saw a great movie about a Russian skater, documentary, I believe. This girl, when she couldn't skate anymore, they just basically cut off her mother's medical treatment and cast her aside like trash, and she jumped off a building and killed herself. That's what happened in the former Soviet Union if you didn't produce for the state anymore. Can you imagine living in those conditions? Well, right now, today, there is a Soviet-style kangaroo court. What did Josef Stalin always say? You show me the man, and I'll show you the crime. And that is exactly how they are persecuting President Donald J. Trump. They basically took what amounts to a misdemeanor and trumped it up, pardon the pun, to make it a felony. And it makes me ill that they should be allowed to use our Department of Injustice to persecute American patriots. Makes me ill. A former U.S. senator and longtime political confidant of Biden openly acknowledged that the Department of Injustice is full of Biden people. Yes, they are. Donald Trump Jr. said this: "We all know that the Department of Injustice is totally politicized and interfering in the election to help basement Biden." Yes, they are. And this is what I wrote: "This administration is full of leftist traitors jackbooting alongside their communist comrades. Except the demented one with his hokas on." The demented one's not jackbooting anywhere. You don't know what jackbooting is? Look it up for yourself. Scary Face and the Turtle aren't jackbooting anywhere either. Attorney General Elephant Man's Department of Injustice, the brown shirts of the Biden Slide House, are no different than Black Liberals Matter. They're no different. Those brown shirts in the Department of Injustice are no different than Antifa. They're no different than these protesters destroying colleges. You know how much these protesters are being paid? Anywhere from $3,880 to $7,800 to destroy these campuses. Yes, they are. And they're being paid by rich leftists like Grandpa George Soros. That's who's paying for the destruction of our colleges. It's no different than 2020 when they burnt down American cities that cost billions in damage. Billions. You remember the guy that was near, I think he was in Wisconsin. It doesn't really matter where. The guy had a used car lot. And on the sign on the used car lot, he put "Black Liberals Matter." And they still burned every car on his car lot. He was so distraught, he committed suicide. That is another murder by Black Liberals Matter and Antifa. And it was paid for and provided by leftist Dems. Yes, it was. The KKK was the militant arm of the Democratic Party. And it's no different today with these people. Do you know that 90% of the people protesting on campuses are here on student visas? They need to leave. And you'd be surprised how many there are not even students. They're just paid political protesters. That's why they're there. I like her. It's Tiff. She's awesome. Here it is right here. Follow the money. It's all orchestrated. Paid pro-Hamas directed college activists have been reportedly incentivized to organize campaigns leading these Palestinian groups, receiving financial support ranging from $2,880 to $7,800 per person, plus pizza and rotisserie chicken deliveries. $15 million to pay for these protests is coming from Grandpa George's Open Society Network. $2.8 million in assets coming from the Jewish Voice for Peace, a major pro-Palestinian organizing effort in Colombia and across the country. They are a donor. The Jewish Voice for Peace, a pro-Palestine organization? That's not pro-Israel. No, it is not. Unless they're ran by Jew haters like the communist Bernard Sanders and Plug Schumer. $3.9 million from the far-left Rockefeller Brothers Fund. The pro-Hamas and anti-Israel protest groups roiling college campuses across America right now are funded by Grandpa George and his far-left BDS buddies. There you go. It's right there. Right there in black and white. I'm going to end with this for you today, which is actually on a lighter note. I see a lot of Bigfoot stuff. In fact, there's a movie that's out now called The Sasquatch Sunset. And you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of The Quest for Fire. Because it's just big feet in the forest. That's what's on the show. I mentioned that because when I lived in Oregon, I did a show. I did an actual show on Bigfoot. And I interviewed a gentleman from the Bigfoot International Bigfoot Society. And he sent me a video, and I think I mentioned it before on the show, of a psychiatrist. Him and his wife were hiking in the Cascade, and they literally ran right into, on a trail, a Bigfoot male and female. And I could see in the psychiatrist's eyes how affected he was. And then I interviewed a gentleman. I don't remember his name. Sorry, sir. But he was a professor, a doctor of some sort from a university. And he wrote the book Rainforest Sasquatch. And he said, although he's never seen Mr. Bigfoot, he saw prints of Bigfoot. And I also talked about how a gentleman that I worked with in Alaska talked about the name in the Tlingit Native Alaskan culture for Bigfoot. And of course, he's on their totems. So when people say, I don't believe in Bigfoot, it's not a belief. It's not a religion. Either he exists or he does not. And I think he does. Yes, he does. Because I've worked in the Oregon Cascades where you can't see 10 feet into the forest. It's very possible that something like Gigantopithecus is living there. All right, that's going to do it for me on today's Steve and Roy show. We will continue the podcast. Thank you so much for watching this show. We will see you next time. You have a great day. You have a great week. You have a great night. Yes, now you have to. Beep. That's it for the Rumble, and we will continue the podcast. Oops, there goes my iPad. Good thing I got a case on it to keep it from being destroyed. Yes, I know. D was just telling me this morning I need to buy a new stand for this. Probably not the same brand. I need to buy something that's a little more solid. Something that'll work better. Something that'll work better on the show. Well, I got some good music queued up for you. Lots of this show, I made it a point to find music that I haven't played before. Or haven't played in a long time. Maybe I should say that. Shouldn't say haven't played before. Stuff I know I haven't played in a long time. But we need to start with this first. Because this is what we need. We really need Jesus. XP sucks!
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. losing sight of the thing that we're needing, that we're needing. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Honestly, I think we just need Jesus. Have we all gone mad? Have we lost our minds? Where it used to be wrong, we say that is right. Just need Jesus. Take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter. Leave it in the dust, help me leave it in the dust, Lord. We've been preaching, we've been drinking in the vanity. Now it's got us questioning our sanity. And we wonder how we get all this anxiety.
God, RFD.
Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name.
Send me an angel, wipe the tears from my eyes. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
RAAA, bite me.
Denied!
From the internet. From the internet. To your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of allegiance of to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos, nachos for all. I am Cornholio.
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
I'm just jerking.
in your chin. I'll juice you up.
Cannonball Guy!
I am your resident cable guy. This is the Stephen Roy Show. May the 4th be with you, the year of our Lord 2024. And you know what that means? Yes. The rant-free second hour is less T-Ben and more good music. We're going to continue on now with some rain songs. I've played these before on the show. But we've been begging for rain. Not begging for rain. Praying for rain. Not begging. Praying for rain. Well, we got rain this week. Yep. Got a gully washer on Wednesday. I know because G and I were at pickleball. Cut pickleball off because a rain came. It was a rain. It was a gully washer, I can tell you. Came home to some nummies in the crock pot. That was good. Hope you're having a nummy day too.
Rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. If you get lonely, all you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any others that would not be kind. Rainy day people all know how it hangs on your peace of mind. They've been down there too. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. Rainy day people always seem to know when you're feeling blue. High stepping strutters who land in the gutter sometimes need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it if you've been down too long. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't sad, they just pass it on.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. Sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere. Oh, I don't know just why she simply caught my eye. She crept into my heart.
smiled up at me. And she took my hand, and we walked through the park alone. And I knew she had made me happy. Flowers in her hair. The sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone. All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But I knew she had made me happy.
Oh my God, RFD!
Feel the shivering.
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting. Down outside a cafe, he said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab, all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. Can't blame her for letting go. A woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I find her no matter what it takes. Yeah.
since he broke your heart. You seem so lost each time you pass my way. Oh, how I long to take your hand and say, don't cry. I'll kiss your tears away. Hey there, lonely girl, lonely girl. Let me make your broken heart like boy loves you, yes. You think that only his two lips can kiss your lips and make your heart stand still. But once you're in my arms, you'll see that no one can kiss your lips the way that I will, baby. Hey there, lonely girl,
lonely girl,
lonely girl,
lonely girl.
Let me make your broken heart like lonely, lonely, lonely girl. Oh, my lonely girl.
Lonely girl.
Can't you see this lonely boy loves you? Once you're in my arms, you'll see that no one can kiss your lips the way that I will, the way that I will, baby. Loves you. Hey, 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 hey. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my lonely girl.
Lonely girl.
Oh, can't you see that this lonely boy said that he
God, RFD. We'll be right back.
I've been thinking about you, baby. My one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips. I wanna be a fantasy. Yeah. Without you, baby, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. All over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. No one else could ever make. Everything you do, 'cause baby, no one does it quite like you. I love you, I need you. I wanna kiss you all over and over again.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Well, the truth, yeah, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Girl, but before I get to going, I got to say, there was a time, oh woman, when you used to shake it for me. But now, all you do is just treat me cold. Ain't gonna take it no more, gonna walk out the door. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. No good no more, 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 more. Lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm waiting lover, for you lover, almost lover, every night.
You don't treat me
and
no
I'm hurting
good no more.
So bad, 'cause you don't treat me right.
That's a good song, isn't it? It sure is. That's Jared Newman. Neiman? As you could tell, I'm so good with names, aren't I? Yeah. Awesome song, Jared. Well, that's going to do it for the Stephen Roy Show for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to give a dedication next to my D and play some heebie-jeebie music for you. So shake it. I don't care if you're just sitting on your chair, on the couch, whatever. You can shake that thing, can't you? I know D can. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a good day. Have a great night. Have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. I'll click it right. Don't be scared. Wild Cherry on the Stephen Roy Show.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Thank you. You got your father's time.